We are currently in the middle of another exciting NBA season. Join Tim Roy and the crew on KINS 106.3 for all your Golden State Warriors basketball action.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Anthony Mantova with your community comment. Our world is changing fast with new technologies that will be used by regular people. It is just around the corner. Maybe the year 2020 will be the year we see more of it. Google and Tesla have already released driverless cars on America's roadways. Our delivery systems will soon be disrupted by package drones that will create same-day shipping services for impatient customers. Do you know what foods are good or harmful for your body? A company called Viome has solved that problem. Not available in California, last I checked. Forget business travel and red-eye flights, as in a few parts of the world they are using holograms to hold group meetings to get things done. There will be even more push to watch what you say and stay politically correct. As Google Glasses eventually comes the norm, very soon you will need to assume that the cameras are always rolling. That will be a major disruption for big corporate retail, where the service is typically subpar. Honestly, though, it will add pressure on local merchants, too. Technology is evolving so fast because we live in a market-based economy where individuals can spend their dollars however they choose. If you look at market boom periods in American history, like the 1920s and the 80s, there were a stunning number of mainstream tech advances that were the result. The 1920s gave us airplanes, washing machines, radio, factory assembly lines, refrigerators, garbage disposal, television. The 1980s gave us HDTV, artificial hearts, the stealth plane, compact discs. While it would be nice if innovation could be a constant gradual process, the truth is it's no such thing. Consumer demand has a large role to play, and a consumer with extra money to burn, that's the gasoline that creates an invention boom. The Trump economy has lifted people off of food stamps in record numbers and has set the bar on unemployment the lowest in history for minority groups. The wall is working great, dramatically lowering the number of apprehensions. From my point of view, Trump's first 4 years restored America's economy and put the nation back on track. If we re-elect him, then we will see a new wave of technological advance that will defy the imagination. With all the progress, I want to remind everyone to keep an eye toward self-sufficiency and being prepared. Just because technology solves more of our problems doesn't mean that you are not responsible for taking care of yourself if the power goes out, or the pipes stop bringing you water, or we encounter some natural disaster. If possible, everyone should consider having a small garden, a well-stocked pantry, a battery-powered guitar amp from your local music store, basic tools, a generator, and have all these things organized, easy to get to. Don't worry, we will get plenty of practice this year, because planned power outages are going to happen a lot this year.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.